You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning. We welcome you to Wednesday Live. It is right now 11:01, and it is a beautiful sunshiny day here in Palm City, Florida. And if we had someone out there looking at the palm trees, we would say there's a gentle breeze a-blowing. In yes. Beautiful Palm City, Florida, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, we're so glad that you have joined us today and trust that you are blessed by the ministry here at WCNO. Thank you for sending in those cards, letters, donations. Some of you still have some resources for the October prayer and share that you're going to be mailing in. Some of you mail those donations monthly, or you do it online. Thank you so much for that. Don't ever think that we are not mindful of the tremendous blessing that each and every one of you are who listen, who pray with us and for us, and also give to make this ministry possible. And we do want to thank all of you who joined us during the days of prayer and share. Karen, you and David both talked to some of our family during that time.
Oh, we did. That's a special time for us.
Really is.
Yeah. And the sharings, you know, people with their praise reports, and thankfully, you know, the Lord, you know, gave them the urging to share how he answered the prayers that we offered.
Yes, and, you know, just getting acquainted, hearing the God stories, as I often refer to them as, and all of us have a God story. You know, if you're born again, you have a God story. It's your testimony. And even in Revelation, looking at the end of time, as we look at really the culmination of God addressing evil, and when there's going to be a lot of martyrs, a lot of difficult things ahead during the tribulation and such forth. But they overcame him, the scripture says in Revelation, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
Amen.
And so every one of us have that, and we are so blessed to bring many of those to you. And of course, the way we're able to do that is for you who listen to stay in touch with us. You can also send in prayer requests. You can send those to WCNO.com, and praise reports can come in there as well. And I do believe we have a little bit of mail. What do we have this morning to share? We want to get right into that, because we do have Ma and Paul, or we have announcements, something here that came out of...
Yes, I was going to share. This is Martin County Board of County Commissioners sent this notice about the Veterans Day Parade that's going to happen on Friday, November the 11th.
Okay, and we're actually going to be talking with a guest this morning.
We'll be talking with a guest about that later, but just people to put that on their calendar.
Okay.
I think it's 11 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah. Karen, did you have
10 a.m.
Okay. Did you have any mail or notes, Karen?
Yes, okay, I have a note here from Inez in Royal Palm Beach.
Oh, excellent.
After she had sent in her donation. Please remember to keep my family and my future house building project in your prayers.
Good. So before you pray for that, I have another prayer request here I'll just give you that can get added in to that as well.
And then I have one after that as well.
Okay.
Georgia just purchased a duplex. The son is living in it now and has major plumbing problems and mold in the house.
Okay.
Yikes. So we'll pray for that. And then also Jamie, our good friend from Mi Bella Casa, who is one of our business partners. Her brother has been dealing with two types of cancer since December. And, you know, so their family's very involved with him and his life right now. So we're going to lift him up as well.
Very good. Very good. And Dave, did you have anything else from mail that's coming in? I suppose this is an announcement, but it also, I believe, should be perhaps included during the prayer time. Cartenders is a friend of our ministry, and was talking with Chris the other day. Cartenders is an automotive repair shop that's located in the Martin County area in Stewart, and they provide service to, you know, various makes, models of cars and such forth, and of course they have kept our wobbly Jeep engine going, and so we thank them for that, and they provided some great service for us here at the radio station. But in talking with Chris the other day, they have more work than they're able to handle, and they are looking to hire good mechanics. And Chris said, you know, he's a brother that you know, that lifts up our ministry here at WCNO. And he said, we pay well, and it's right here in the Martin County area. So if you are a Christian mechanic and, you know, you would like more information, you can find that by going online, or you could also call 772-220-8405. And so if you or maybe someone in your family, maybe someone you know, is a mechanic and is looking to maybe relocate or would like to just investigate the opportunity, you'd see Chris over at Cartenders right here in Stewart. So we will lift that up as well. Karen, lead us in prayer for these requests that you have.
Yes, Father, we just lift up Inez to you, Lord, and we just keep her family in prayer. Her and everyone else's family, God. Father, we just pray your
Father.
Peace, your protection over families, God. Father, we pray for the restoration of families. And Father, that you would just minister to them and just bless them today, Lord God. And Father, we lift up her future house building project to you, God. Father, she's building according to you, Lord. Because in your word, it says that you are the architect and you are the builder of our faith, God. And we just bring that into the natural for her, that she would build her house according to your plans, Lord. And Father, we lift up Gerardo, Jamie's brother.
Yes, Lord.
That's dealing with these two types of cancer. Jesus, you are the healer.
Yes,
there's just no other question about it, God.
We
ask you, God, to touch him, minister to him today, Lord. Father, that this cancer would not be unto death to him, Lord, but Father, that you would bring healing and restoration to him.
Amen.
And we curse the cancer at its root in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for touching him and healing him. And we look forward to a praise report. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I'm going to offer a prayer for Georgia and her son. Father God, we thank you for this duplex that Georgia was able to purchase. We thank you for the financial resources that you provided
thank
for
you,
that.
Father.
And Lord, even then you knew that there would be certain issues that would have to be dealt with. We pray, Lord, for your ongoing provision of both financial resources and professionals who are competent and caring to come in and deal with these major plumbing problems and, of course, the mold in the house. We just lift all of this up to you in thanksgiving that you are moving to bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to see if we can get a hold of a couple guests that are going to talk to us about the Bible reading marathon that's in Stuart. But Karen, we have an election coming up, and we still have some voters' guides. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, we have the 2022 General Election Voter Guide, which was put out by the Florida Family Policy Council. And this indicates for the governor's race and for the senator's race, the Senate race, and lets you know where they stand, where each of the candidates stand on particular issues. And we have quite a few copies of these if your church or your ministry, if you'd like to come in and grab a bunch of these to give out to your people, we'd be happy to let you have these. Again, we find out where the candidates stand.
Yes.
And we thank you.
Good morning, this is John.
Thank you. Get out and vote. Everybody get
yes.
out and vote.
Right.
And,
we're here. We're ready.
Hey, there you go.
There we go. Okay. I believe we have Eddie and Joanne Rodriguez online. Are you all able to hear us well?
Hello. Yes, we can hear you. Hi, how are you?
Excellent. We welcome you to WCNO and to our family, and know that you all have a heart for worship and a heart for the body of Christ coming together, and there is an event that does that. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, and thank you for having us on. It's the 22nd annual Bible Reading Marathon that's held in Stuart at the Bandshell, actually, and it starts on November 11th until the 15th. And it's a marathon of reading the Bible from Genesis through Revelation. And it's done every year for 22 years, and we have 15-minute slots that people come and sign up for to read God's Word out loud. And a lot of people say it's a lot of fun, it's great, and it is, but the main purpose literally is to proclaim God's Word out loud over Stuart, Martin County, the Treasure Coast, the state of Florida, the United States of America, Israel, and our wonderful earth country that we live in. But it is a wonderful time to come together, to bring people together, the body of Christ, believers and non-believers come out. But it is a time of proclaiming God's word out loud, and it's a wonderful time. It's the 22nd year that we're doing it, which was originally started with Pastor Don and Pastor Gene Hamilton. And last 5 years ago, they passed that mantle on to my wife and I, Joanne and myself.
Well, this is tremendous, and I don't know if we have other counties where this is taking place. I'm not familiar with any other counties that are within our reach. Now, we have a very big mouth for God here, so we're reaching into the south, going down to the northern edge of Fort Lauderdale, and also up to the Melbourne area, and we cover around Lake Okeechobee, so we are reaching out to several counties. And if your county or area is not doing something like this, this would be a great day trip to come up. Maybe you say, well, during the day I'm working. What about during the night? Does this stop, or what happens?
Well, that's the wonderful thing. It goes straight through 90 straight hours, so it's open 24 hours. So people who do come out, ministries, men's ministries come out in the late hours from midnight until 5 in the morning. And they come with a group of 5, 6, 7, even 10 guys, and they all take 15-minute increments, or even some of them just read on for half an hour. And so it just goes straight through. So even you say, oh, it doesn't really fit my time slot, I mean, you know, you can come anytime. And it starts Friday until Tuesday. So there's quite a bit of flexibility for anyone to want to really come out and read, yes.
Okay, now, how will people be able to connect to get on the schedule today? People who are listening, how would they get on the schedule? Who do they talk to? And, you know, how does all that work?
Sure. It's really easy. They can give me a call at 561-670-0469. And you just call us up. We have a board that has 365 15-minute time slots. And I'm happy to answer questions, to let you know how it works when you sign up. And you can sign up for 15 minutes or more. And what's been so awesome is that we've watched this, we've had the privilege of doing this over the past 5 years, and it's so easy to sign up. Some people just come and families hang out, church groups come out, individuals come out, and some just start and they just listen for a while because they're like, oh, I've never read. They're a little nervous to read. But I have to tell you, it's contagious. God's word is living and does not return void, because we have people come out and they'll start to listen. And before you know it, they're up there reading God's word at the podium.
They want to get involved.
It's been amazing. It's just really amazing. And that happens more often than not, I will tell you, is that they'll sit there and they'll be like, well, I've never read. So please, I encourage you, don't be shy. We've had as little as five-year-olds go up with their parents and read, as mature as up to 90-some-year-olds, and every age in between. So we encourage you. We're there to support and just make this it's a beautiful time in presence of God to come up and read God's word. And we've just watched it touch so many people in special ways over these past 5 years that we've been involved. And of course, all the testimonies prior to this we've heard about. So it's really easy. You just call 561-670-0469. And we're happy to get you plugged in and reading and understanding everything. And like Eddie said, it's 24/7. We begin reading on November 11th at 6 p.m. And we will continue reading around the clock 24/7 until we finish in Revelations. And that'll be sometime on Tuesday morning or afternoon we will finish. And it's quite an amazing experience to see. And we even at night, we have women, men, all ages, all times of the day coming out from, like you said, you cover the Treasure Coast. From the Treasure Coast, we've had, people come to read as far as Key West, all the way up from Northern Florida. And of course, the Treasure Coast from all around. It brings such hope and encouragement to the community and to families when they pass by. And they come out to read, and they're a part of it. It's just a very exciting, exciting time to unite with everyone in the community, and it's just been an amazing experience.
Once again, tell where this is located, and give us a little input as to parking and what about weather.
We go 24/7 no matter what the weather is. So rain or shine, we are out there. Bring your umbrellas, bring your ponchos. We have troopers that stick it out through the if it does rain. So we don't stop. It will go on until we complete reading the entire Bible. Parking, it's at Veterans Memorial Park in Stuart. And we have actually on Facebook, you can visit at Bible Reading Marathon, Stuart, FL for Stuart, Florida. You can check us out there. And it's really easy. There's parking right next to the band shell at the end of the park. You'll see the band shell. It's in the same park where the courthouse is for Stuart. And it's easy to park. You walk on up. We have picnic tables. We have chairs. We have seating, canopies out, and families come out and hang out in the evenings while others are reading. So it's just a really family-oriented, community-oriented event that it's easy just to come out to and be a part of.
And sometime coffee and donuts, right?
There's always lots of coffee out there. And lots of munchies.
Coffee and donuts.
Coffee and donuts. See?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The address there is 300 Southeast Ocean Boulevard.
There you
Stuart,
go.
Florida. It is at the Bandshell Memorial Park. And the phone number again is 561-670-0469. And that will literally connect you to Joanne, my wife, who has been speaking to get you on the board, if you like.
365 slots. How many are filled?
Right.
Well,
now,
my question is there room? Is there room at the band shell? Is there still room?
Yes.
There's still room.
Okay.
Plenty of room.
Okay. This is an awesome thing. I've been blessed. Some years we're not in town, and many years we have been in town. And I've been blessed to be out there in different kinds of weather. Some years it's actually been a little chilly, and some years it's been a little drippy. But I never have been out there where it was not a huge blessing. People listen, but the big thing is we're declaring the Word of God, and the Word of God, when it's declared, Scripture says it never comes back void. And so this is a powerful opportunity right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, Martin County. You may be down south, Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale. You may be out in Loxahatchee, over by the Glades, up in St. Lucie County, Indian River County, and you may say, well, I would love to be a part of something like this. I never have. And just, you know, you might want to schedule after work, have dinner, and then get your name on the schedule, and let's fill these times in, and let's make this a hallelujah time. One more time, let's give the address and the phone number.
Sure. It's 300 Southeast Ocean Boulevard, Stuart, Florida, and the phone number is 561-670-0469.
And I did hear that Donna Hilton is planning to be in town for a portion of this, so we're hoping to get her on air perhaps while she is in town. But it's great to have both of you with us today, Eddie and Joanne Rodriguez. We thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your service to the body of Christ and for heading up the 22nd Bible Reading Marathon right here in Martin County. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Give that number one more time.
Sure, 561-670-0469.
All right, all right. And we thank you for joining us.
We thank you very much. And we also want to thank the City of Stuart and Martin County, because they give proclamations to support it every year, this year as well, and they declare it Bible Reading Week. So come on out.
Awesome.
And thank you so much for sharing.
Do you have a copy of that you could just read to us?
Actually, I do. I have last year's.
Okay. This is pretty great. This is something I really would like to see duplicated, you know, across our state, to where, you know, the Word of God be presented, and it's not a big deal, but a little bit of administrative work to go in and get the vision cast and get cities and counties to act upon it.
Yes,
it's I'm actually pulling it up here, one moment.
Okay.
But and there are other if there are other counties, we do want to promote that. If there are other cities or counties that are interested in doing a Bible reading marathon, we are more than happy and honored to share it and to help them get set up to start it, because it would be just an amazing, amazing event that to take place throughout all cities.
Amen.
And so we definitely support that, and those that want to go and duplicate it, we are in full support of that happening in other cities and other counties.
So could I suggest, if someone is interested, that you come to this, they should come to this Bible reading marathon, see how it works, get acquainted with some of the team, and then there could be some partnership to stir up some other areas where this could take place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That'd be wonderful. Absolutely.
And I do have a proclamation.
Let's read it.
It would be okay. So City of Stuart proclamation that they will be presenting to us and also Martin County on November 14th and 15th will read as follows. It's the 22nd Annual Bible Reading Marathon from November 11th through the 15th of 2022. Whereas the Bible is a fundamental part of the American heritage and is the basis of our inalienable rights, and it serves as the foundation of our laws, our nation, our national character, and our system of values. And whereas President Ulysses S. Grant stated, "Hold fast to the Bible as the sheet anchor of your liberties." And President Abraham Lincoln called the Bible the best gift God has given man. and historians credit President George Washington with identifying the United States as one nation under God. And whereas the year 1990 was proclaimed by a joint congressional resolution and presidential proclamation as the International Year of Bible Reading, and Bible Reading Week has been celebrated annually thereafter. And whereas the Bible is the foundation of many blessings that we enjoy in the United States of America, now therefore by the City of Stewart and Martin County to proclaim the week of November 11th through the 15th of 2022 as Bible Reading Week. In honor of this week, the 22nd Annual Bible Reading Marathon celebrates the freedoms of our nation at the Bandshell and Memorial Park with 90 hours continuous reading of the entire Bible, lifting up the Word of God, the Word that created our nation and continues to strengthen our nation.
That's awesome. Eddie Rodriguez, would you lead us in just a moment of prayer over this event as we agree with you, with the rest of the body of Christ that listens in today?
I'd be honored. Thank you. Lord Father, we come together as your children, you, as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we give thanks to you as we honor you and glorify
you,
to cover this event, and as you have the last 22 years, to allow for it to continue to be prosperous,
but also
to connect with other brothers and sisters in Christ, and also with those who are non-believers but are seeking you. Mm-hmm. And we just ask for your hand to be upon this and to cover everyone that partakes in this, that is a part of it, that is experiencing it for the very first time. And we ask for your protection as we proclaim your word out loud for this wonderful country, our nation, our capital, our cities, our counties, and our states, Lord. So we ask for your favor and that you continue to hear our heart's desires as we do this with a passion to honor you and to spread the gospel. And we just thank you for laying that foundation for us and giving us the ability to be encouraged, inspired, and ignited on fire for you. So we ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you and your work. And hopefully I'll be able to get over before we head out of town. We head out of town about that time, but we're going to try to get by. Blessings. Thank you so much.
Pastor Donna will be here. She'll be with us, actually, the whole time.
Very good. That's awesome. Blessings.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Karen, do we have any information on the miracle on the water that's coming up? Maybe we can pull up and share a little of that.
Yes, the miracle on the water. And, I just got a note here from Sharon who mentioned about the Bible reading marathon. And simultaneously, the miracle on the water will be taking place.
Kind of great.
From November 12th through the 18th. So all the while that preaching and teaching and declarations up at Miracle on the Water, this Bible reading will be going on, and the Lord is very busy in our area. What we're expecting.
Revival's coming.
It is Amen. Coming.
It's here. So, it's coming. It's here.
But Amen. There's just something, because this is a simultaneous happening.
Yeah,
and,
sure is.
You know, we know that the Miracle on the Water is going to be a wonderful event.
Amen.
Continuous prayer, praise, and preaching.
There you go.
Starting from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. all day long. And then they're going to be having services at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m.
Wow, busy
and
schedule.
Different pastors from the area, from the Treasure Coast, will be preaching the word.
Yep.
And they'll be declaring blessings. They'll be declaring,
Amen.
Making decrees over the Treasure Coast.
There you go.
So we just... No, we're going to see a lot of fruit from both of these.
You want to get it on your calendar and be a part. You know, when God is moving, we want to lift that up. And so there, whether you're in Okeechobee or Clewiston or, you know, any of the Glades, out through the Glades, or there's events going on where regional churches are coming together, we always like to do everything we can to encourage people to get out, get involved, and be a part of what God's doing today. That is very important. And Karen, just for churches to know how community calendar works, we really do not have a great response often from churches. And people go, well, you know, why did no one come? Well, maybe you didn't invite them, you know. So the WCNO is here to lift up the arms of your pastor, of your church, and you give to make this ministry possible. Community calendar is a way where we can let people know what's going on.
That's right, and it's a free service that we provide.
It's free, yeah.
And we'll be happy to announce your event. The event would have to be free and open to the public.
Right, no tickets and such forth. Not yeah.
And yeah, so whatever events you have going on, it seems like before COVID, we had quite a few announcements, but after COVID, you know, maybe people are not doing as many
mm-hmm.
activities. But just keep in mind, so your women's group, your ministry, your church.
Yeah.
You're a 501c3. Any events that you're holding, we'd be happy to announce those for you. And that's Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. and p.m. And you can...
That's prime time.
Correct.
We're promoting these events at prime time for the radio. And so this is a great time to get the word out. And, if your church is doing some things, this would be a great way. Now, if you do have events that you are charging for, then we can still put packages together, but that will cost a very nominal fee.
Yes.
To be able to put some promotional spots on the air, and we'd be happy to talk with you about that as well. All right, we have Mull and Paul in the studio. I wonder what's going on. Paul's got something stirring around, in that cranium of his, and so let's see what's happening today. Well, one of the most amazing things is how God shakes up our lives now and then to affect change. We usually don't see it coming. When the moment arrives, we may initially be shocked or even frightened, but soon the Spirit of God fills us with assurance that that new thing will bring glory to God. Paul found something in the attic that has sparked just such a moment.
Hey, Mai, you got a minute?
Yeah, I always get a minute for you, Paul. What's up?
Well, I've been up since 4 a.m., decided to get into the attic and get some of that junk out of there.
You know, I thought I heard something up there. For a bit, I thought we had a group of brawling raccoons. Then I realized it was you. I recognize that kind of noise you make when you're moving things around.
Yeah, I'm like my daddy when I'm working like that. My mama always complained about his grunting. She would say, "Earl, you sound like a constipated water buffalo."
Oh, for sure, Pa. I remember when he helped us move into this house. I thought for sure one of our pigs had escaped the pen and come into the house. Then I started yelling, "Here, piggy, piggy." I tell you, Pa, the look he gave me would set asbestos to burning.
Yeah, he could be that way for sure. But, these days I'm grunting because my sciatica's acting up. I've been thinking I might like to try one of them chiropractors.
Pa, the word is...
But listen, while I was in the attic, I found something I thought had been lost.
Oh, you found your sense of humor?
Very funny, ha ha. You gonna step on my story or let me tell it without interruption?
Sorry, Pa. Yeah, I just couldn't resist that one.
Well, and you didn't ask for forgiveness, but I'm gonna grant it anyway, because just the kind of man I am. So anyway, I was moving all them old boxes we put up there when we first moved in, and underneath was a banjo case. I opened it up, and lo and behold, my grandpa's old banjo was in there. I thought for sure it had been lost or stolen.
Oh, Pa, I remember your grandpa playing that banjo at our wedding reception.
Me too. He played Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Well, that ain't exactly wedding music, but he only knew two other tunes, and both of them were drinking songs, while Grandma refused to let him play in the house.
Yeah, I remember the one time he played one of them drinking songs when your grandma had a ladies' Bible study over. I believe he was in the doghouse for about a month after that.
You know what? When I picked up that old banjo, the Holy Spirit opened something in my heart. For the longest time, I've had a desire to play play music. When I'm doing mindless chores, I'd be imagining playing Grandpa's banjo.
Well, how come you never told me about this?
Well, I had dreams in the night about it, but I thought when any of those dreams had come true, it made no sense to talk about them until they did.
Oh, Pa, sometimes the dreams come from the desires of our hearts, desires that God himself put there. And these present days, it seems God is freeing them up those dreams that we've held captive, he's making them real because he's the one who put them in our hearts for such a time as this.
So you think there's something to this desire I just talked about?
I sure do. I've noticed this thing about you, Pa. For as long as we've been together, you go about humming and singing, especially when you're doing something you enjoy. Seems to me you got music ready to bust out of your heart.
Goodness, Ma. I believe you just said what my brain's been trying to find words for. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take Grandpa's banjo down to the music shop and give it a tune-up. Then I'm going to learn how to play it.
Yeah, I remember this quote from Acts 2:17. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Pa, your dream's coming true, and I know that the Lord will use you for your faithfulness for his glory.
Wow. I'm excited and kind of terrified all at once, Ma. You know, I've read that scripture from Acts a million times, but I never thought I'd be one of them old men it talks about. But now I got a bigger understanding of what it means. God don't waste a dream. His dreams are a call to action. And you know, I already took some action, Ma. After this came to me, I sat down on the attic and I wrote a song. Do you want to hear it?
Do I have a choice?
No. I call this Ode to Chickens. When God was making up the earth and the living things thereon, he put his love into every birth, every note in his love song. Of all the creatures, great and small, their stories we all know. But the truth of the humble chicken always steals the show. Well, God, we thank you for the chicken, for the gift that they provide. Their eggs, they are delicious, whether scrambled, poached, or fried. Well, the chicken is so trusting, they do what we all ask. Day in, day out, they're faithful to fulfill their sacred task. Well, their little eyes are hopeful when we walk into their space. With chicken feed and words of kindness, we light up their little face. God, we thank you for the chicken, for the gifts that they provide. Their eggs, they are delicious, whether scrambled, poached, or fried. And when their lives are over, when they've laid their last egg, well, they come join us for dinner, fried breast, thigh, and leg. God, we thank you for the chicken. They teach us to be strong. Their humility and industry have inspired this joyful song. Oh, God, we thank you for the chicken, for the gift that they provide. Their eggs, they are delicious, whether scrambled, poached, or fried.
Pa, well, Pa, don't quit your day job. But now that this dream is active, I reckon you'll be improving. I'm getting excited to see what God has you to do with all of this.
Me too. It's like seeing the sun come up on a new day.
Just make me one promise, Pa. Don't learn no drinking songs, okay?
Well, Ma picked the right scripture to quote this morning. We're in that day the Bible speaks about, when visions and dreams are abounding. And they're from our God, whose perfect plan for creation involves raising up his people in this time. God's dreams are meant to stir the soul into passionate action. They are meant to ignite his church, so we fiercely shine the light of Christ, a light that shatters the darkness of evil and reveals the pathway to the foot of the cross. Is God's Spirit stirring within you today? Do you have godly dreams that are ready to burst with joy and new life? Trust the Lord in this. Do not fear, and let him release the desires of your heart.
My goodness.
Wow. Seems to me there's more to come.
I suspect so, yeah.
Paul has not been singing.
Who knew?
Yeah, who would have ever thought that? I mean, that is, that's just...
Well, he did tell us he sang to his chickens.
Well, yes,
early
yes.
Early on,
yeah,
he did.
That's true.
So
he,
now
we
he
know. Did break that, so now we know exactly what that sounds like.
I think Ma's wisdom, don't quit your day job, is very good.
Yeah, I think so. We have a group that's called the Oatmeal Boys that occasionally have shared a hymn with us in our little fellowship, and one of our guys would say repeatedly, don't buy the bus yet.
Well, when I think of oatmeal, what do I think of?
Well, don't think too hard. Don't think too hard. But anyhow, we're going to go to a song at this time. We're going to be back in just a moment. You are listening. I hope you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And, of course, this is Wednesday Live, and we have a few minutes left. And we are looking forward to connecting with Bob Schertz. There are some events that are getting ready to happen. And, David, I think you mentioned it a few moments ago, but we want to talk a little bit about veterans.
Veterans Day and, of course, the parade. But, yeah, Bob's going to tell us why Veterans Day is very important for us to celebrate.
There you go. And we're going to look to get him online. But before we do that, we want to just remind you that we are praying for revival.
Amen.
And that is exactly what we're believing God for.
Amen.
We know that the answer to our needs as individuals, our answers to our needs as families, couples, and as a nation is coming back to God. That really Amen. Is the answer. Amen. And so we in part, to a large part, are here at WCNO to encourage you to be a prayer partner with us, as we are believing God for a great revival in our nation. David, we have a friend of of ours, Bob Schertz, I believe, on the air, and we want to welcome you, Bob. And David, you're going to lead us in a little bit of discussion in regards to an upcoming event that's going to take place right here in Martin County as well as across our nation.
Absolutely. Bob, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. A wonderful day today.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. You know, Bob, we've got the 11th of November Memorial Day coming up, and Veterans Day coming up, rather, excuse me. There's some things that, as Americans, we need to be constantly reminded of. And one of them is to be reminded of why we celebrate Veterans Day, what veterans have given to this nation. And I was just going to ask you, Bob, to share your thoughts on the incredible value of coming together to celebrate. Excuse me.
Oh, absolutely.
And
you know, a lot of people don't realize that Memorial Day is to honor those that are no longer with us.
Right, exactly.
Final sacrifice. Those who served this country and are in the grave sites, Arlington, throughout our country, and actually all over the world. There are American graves in France and Normandy and Belgium and Germany, and Memorial Day is to recognize them. The purpose of Veterans Day is to recognize all veterans who served that are still living and are currently serving. And it used to be known as Armistice Day, and then they changed it. And the reason it's always on the 11th of November is because at the end of World War One, the war to end all wars, supposedly, on the 11th day, on the 11th hour of the 11th month, the war was officially over.
Wow.
So that's the origin of why we have Veterans Day, and that day, the 11th of November, never changes. And in regard to what my museum, the Rhoda Ritchie Military Museum, will be doing, is we'll be honoring the veterans, and if they come to our museum on Stipman Boulevard, 319 Stipman Boulevard, about 9 o'clock, we will actually put them in vehicles, and they can be a part of the parade.
Oh, cool.
So they get recognition there from the people around them. About 10 o'clock, there will be a big parade, Veterans Day parade, going through Stewart, and it will end up in Memorial Park. And 11 o'clock, there will be a ceremony. It's usually a short ceremony honoring the veterans. And I think this year's speaker will be Brian Mast. So that's he'll be talking.
Hello, Bob.
I think we may have lost Bob.
And
we may have to.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. And following that, on the 12th and 13th, just in show, recognizing the service of veterans, and there'll be Air Force teams and just for families to see and do. Veterans, I think they get in for $5, which is a very reasonable price to go see. And it's always a wonderful experience. I know when I was a hot child, my dad took me to their shows. He was a World War II veteran, so that's why I'm associated with the Road to Victory Military Museum, and the fact that we also teach children, young people, military history. We have our Rangers, and we're a non-profit, and we give them a chance to learn and experience what it's like to be a soldier.
Bob, we had a little bit of drop in service there when you started to talk about the air show. I don't know if you can kind of relocate or make sure that I don't know if you're on cell phone or speakerphone.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
So I have to remain in a upright position.
Okay.
Idea. Anyway, the air show is like the 12th and 13th, and the veterans will get into the air show for $5 because they have to do proof that they're a veteran. So that's a really good deal
Excellent.
For anybody that's a veteran, anyone currently serving. It's a wonderful show. Emphasis on families and the aerobatic team. Air Force will have several flights there. And there's so many things to see and do on the 12th and 13th.
That's wonderful, Bob. Tell us, I know you, I'm going to call you the curator of the Road to Victory Military Museum. Is that a correct title for you?
Well, I'm one of the volunteers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been there before. It was actually a museum. It was kind of like we had artifacts in World War II and we'd go around to air shows, and it would be in the back of the trailer. We finally have our museum now.
Oh.
And it's actually a piece of history itself. It was one of the top radar barracks at Jonathan Dickinson Park, which used to be Camp Murphy.
Oh.
And we have artifacts from the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, the Forgotten War that we participated in, Vietnam, Iraq, a little bit of this and that, and we're busting at the seams with vehicles. We just acquired a 75-liter anti-tank gun, an unusual-looking can, and a few other things. I just finished, with the help of my friend, restoring a World War II 45-millimeter anti-tank gun that made in the Soviet Union. So that'll be on display at the air show, as well as a Richard Burma Jeep, which holds, it's like a Jeep on steroids. It's huge. It's holds 12 people, bullies on the back.
Wow.
And just a workhorse.
So
we try to preserve these. Yes, we think history is important.
Amen.
We think sharing history with everyone prevents us from making the mistakes over. Because if we think of the horrors that we saw in World War II, we certainly don't want to go down that path again. And we have to keep those things alive because of the sacrifice. And because why go into that mode again? There's evil people, and that's why it's always a fight between good and evil. And people have to be aware of these things.
And that's, you're hitting on a major point and why that our history, true history, by the way, not stuff people make up, which they seem to be doing in great profusion today, but actual real history that people lived through and are still alive to tell the tale, like yourself and other veterans, where the rubber hits the road in terms of the freedoms we enjoy, is that from time to time, good Americans have to give of their lives and sometimes the whole of their lives to secure those freedoms. And we want to honor, and that's why we have days throughout the year when we honor our veterans, and this time to honor all who serve, retired or those still in service, and appreciate that, really appreciate that. And so I'm glad that you're there, Bob, that, and I know you've served, and we thank you for your service.
I appreciate it.
And we hope.
And you know.
Go ahead.
The interesting thing is preserving history. You cannot deny history. It's there, good or bad. We need to be aware of it and appreciate the sacrifice these individuals made. And that the veterans continue to make on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, protecting this country and hopefully making it a better place to live.
I'm convinced, we're convinced that that's true, that our veterans have made and continue to make this place safe and sound. And the days are coming, I believe, Bob, and I'm not alone in this, when as God moves over the face of our land and restores this nation, is going to restore the desire to support and thank our veterans for what they've done and continue to do, and recognize it is part of who we are, and Lord knows all that always will be. Thanks, Bob. Just before we go, quickly tell us how to get a hold of, or where the museum is, Tell us the hours that you're open, the days that you're open, maybe a phone number we can reach you at.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. We're at 319 Southeast Stipman Boulevard in Stuart. And if you know where the school is in Stuart, mm-hmm. Ocean Boulevard, behind Memorial Park, located between the baseball field and the tennis courts. And it's a really nice location for the museum. The telephone number for the museum is 772-210-4283. That's 772-210-4283. Our email is rtvfm319@gmail.com. And we're also on Facebook, Road to Victory Military Museum. Open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., as well as you can make an appointment with us, a call, and we do private tours. And I've personally taken some people through just a couple days ago, and then Saturday I have somebody making a donation to the museum that I will conduct a tour specifically for them, just to take them a ride there.
Cool. Bob, thanks for joining us, brother. We appreciate your input.
My pleasure.
We'll be back on the air with you because other events are coming up down the road. Be blessed.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure with you guys.
Thank you, Bob. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today. All right, and again, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We're so glad that you have joined us today. And we're almost out of time, just have a couple minutes left. And once again, we are almost fully physically recovered from our long days during prayer and share. But we do want to thank each and every one of you that joined us during those days. Thank you so much for your donations. Thank you for praying with us. And if you have not yet responded, please do so. Send in your response card and send in your donation. And of course, as we move along through these months, right up until April, we will be looking to see the Father provide all those resources that have been pledged. Some have asked me, what is the update on the equipment that is aged and is it's kind of failing that's out at the tower? Well, we still have not received a clear direction from our engineers. There still is some research that's being done. As we have shared with you, this equipment in part is 32 years old, and a little more than that now because we're pushing toward April. But 32 years old, and David, we talked about that. You know, imagine your car running 24 hours a day, for 32 years, or anything
at
running.
At top speed.
At top speed, yeah. Anything like that. So, like today, we're actually on air at about half of our power, and that's because our equipment is just failing. So we know that there are repairs coming. There may need to be replacement of equipment, and some have indicated that you would like to be a part of meeting that equipment need if we're going to need to move in that direction at this time. And so would you please pray with us in regards to that, because I know the equipment's going to run somewhere between $50,000 to $55,000 if that's what we need to do at this time. So we did not do much more than mention it during prayer and share because we know that's a need, but we still are really looking to see what our options are. So we do have engineers that are looking at this, and of course our management team is looking at this as well. Once again, we want to thank you for your prayers and support, and do not forget to vote. That's coming up. Make sure that if you have not voted yet, that you put that onto your schedule, because the body of Christ definitely needs to be voting. We need to be voting for biblical values and truth. I want to mention again, Car Tenders in Stuart, Florida, an automotive service center that's right here in Stuart, Florida, friends of ours here at WCNO. If you are a mechanic and you are looking for a place to work, Cartenders of Stewart is looking for mechanics at this time, and their phone number is 772-220-8405. Or, of course, you can also call the station, and we'll be able to give you the number again. It's Automotive Service Center. Cartenders of Stewart is looking for mechanics to hire. And the owner told me we pay good. Our pay is good pay for the service. And Chris has been a friend of this ministry.